Mikey. Jonesy. God. Get on the video stream and see what they're going to do to me now. Actually, this will be very good. I'm going to take a massage while I mix, which is going to work out pretty well for me anyway. And right now, we are at WFMU Starnes, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the web. And we are going to the Bee Gees with Jive Talking. The hits just keep on coming. They never stop. Okay, this you've got to see if you have access to the web, to the video stream. This you have got to see. I've got a platter of meat to my right, and I'm receiving a massage as we speak from Lee, correct?
Yeah.
And we're talking a serious massage, not like a rub my back before I go to bed, honey, kind of thing. But pounding, beating on me, pulling my arm out of its socket the whole bit, punching me in the spine.
It's distracting.
This is a pretty amazing treatment you get here at WFMU, the place to be. We're trying for the Guinness Book of World Record for the longest broadcast. We're not trying for it. We're going to take it, and we're in hour 34, is it? something like that. That sounds about right. 24. Yeah, we've been on the air a long time, and I've lost a sense of my my math, I guess. I guess I can read emails while I receive my massage, and you can hear the pounding and the screaming and the moaning and stuff like that, and the cracking of the bones that haven't been moved and the muscles that haven't been touched for years. And here we go. Oh, my. Hey, Jonesy, what a relief to hear that you're scheduled for a break, because I'm out of cigarettes, but I'm not able to tear myself away from your broadcast. You read a letter yesterday from someone who thanked you for being her safe harbor to return to during her forays into less familiar shows on WFMU. I want to give you a big thank from those of us who came to WFMU from the weirder stuff, for the weirder stuff, thinking pop radio was dead, and learned from you that through Freeform and under your guiding hand, it's alive and kicking. I feel my old scorn for the hits slipping away each time I start to bop my head on Saturday afternoons, and it's liberating. Thank you, thank you. And this record-breaking stunt, well, this whole thing is a gorgeous piece of experimental music. It is magic and funny and life-affirming. May I suggest Here Comes Yet Another Day by the Kinks for tomorrow morning. I'll be listening no matter what you play. Thanks again, and rock on, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy. This is Mina. Here's a listener sent a photograph of her cat, apparently. This is Mina. She noticed that you've gotten a few girly pics today and didn't want you to want to be left out. She and her sister, Monkey, have been running around the apartment yelling, Jonesy, Jonesy, no gimmick needed, for the last 8 hours. They want to pull a stunt like this when they grow up. Mina likes Joan Jett, but Monkey sat in the corner and just nodded knowingly when you played James Kochalka's Superstar. Yes, she do hate technology. The cats, my sweetie, are eye-pulling for you, dancing and singing along at all the appropriate moments. You've really touched by the support from your fans, and I imagine you are. Earlier, you wondered whether the kids listening will remember this is a great radio moment when they're older. I expect they will, and I will too. Well, that's cool, man. I can die now. That's basically what this has all been about since day one. Extending oneself into, I don't have kids. I don't plan on having kids, so this is my legacy. And if your kids remember me when they're older, then I can die. Hang in there, Jones. You're doing great. Listener Michelle. Not to say that I want to die. Wow, this is hard to describe. This massage that I'm receiving as we speak is hard to describe. I've never had a real massage, and it actually, like, you know, kind of feels like it hurts, or at least it stings for a second, like it's going to hurt. But somehow you know this is, like, the right thing to do. I know I'm having my left arm worked on. I guess I can read another email. Jones, you're my hero. I love your show, and I love the stunt. Your dedication to entertaining people, to commercial-free freeform radio, and to WFMU is truly an inspiration. I used to do commercial-free radio back in the 80s and early 90s. Wart in Madison, Wisconsin, and only wish I had the coolness you possess to do something like you're doing. I'm a little jealous because you kick so much ass. Go, Jonesy, go. Go, Jones, go. For inspiration, have you already played Dave Dudley's 6 Days on the Road, or maybe some Rocket from the Crip, Out of Control? Go, 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 go. Go, Jones, go. Go, Jones, go. Mike from Brooklyn. Thanks, Mike. Email us at jones@wfmu.org. jones@wfmu.org. We've pretty much read every email we've received, with a couple of exceptions. If anyone in the world can see this ordeal through, it's you, Jonesy. I'm watching you on the video stream, but there's no audio on my computer here at work, nor will the station come in at all on the second floor of Rock Center. Soon I'm out of here. We're headed for the Great Jones Cafe, where we'll dine and raise a glass to you, maybe even a Guinness, after which we'll tune the car radio in for the northbound drive to the 90.1 listening area. I have no special requests except Break the Record and Then Some from Maggie. Man, that's amazing. Maggie's watching, can watch us at her work computer, but she can't hear us. And yet, she watches us anyway. This is incredible, these emails, man. I'm locked in here, and I haven't seen much of a newspaper except my own press in the past couple of days, and I have no idea what's going on out there. And everyone claims that there's this incredible buzz going on throughout the area and beyond. And I find that difficult to believe. Mr. Nicholas Hill told us that he had performed a wedding today, and that at the table he was sitting, that a few people were speaking about the effort, about our show, about our stunt. And I've heard that from many people. I'm beeping again. As a longtime WFMU listener and supporter, I never quite got your show, but the kinder, gentler Jonesy of the Marathon is a true treat. Keep it up, Jonesy. Show the world. I'm rooting for you. Country Paul in Chatham, New Jersey. This isn't kinder and it's not gentler. It's just this is what it has to be. You know, I can't be screaming and yelling for the next 3 days. Are we done, Lee? Are we done?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do my head now.
Do it while you read?
Yeah, I could do it without the headphones. That'll be kind of funny. I'm going to have my head massaged while I read these emails. And you're lucky because I actually stuck my head in a sink today and shampooed myself Hello, Mr. Jones. Actually, I'm lucky, Lee. This is really nice of you. And this is a rather strange but very appropriate form of support for our effort. So here we go on to the email. Subject, no sleep till Brooklyn. Hello, Mr. Jones. It's our first official weekend at our house in Bradley Beach. We turned on the radio in this rainy Saturday only to be poisoned by the 91.1 classic music station of Bradley. Mike and I were forced to leave only to return to Jersey City for a few hours. We couldn't handle it anymore. So on the parkway we drove. Somewhere around exit 114, we are relieved to hear you are still alive and well. You sound great. Best of luck to you. We look forward to seeing you Sunday night. The bocce courts of Bradley are calling your name. Love from the soon-to-be Mrs. Harlack, the Mrs. Invisible Harlack. Thank you. Mr. Jones. This is from Ray Condon. Now that's great. This is from one of my lifelong friends who I haven't spoken to in a couple of years because of life circumstances. I tried to get a hold of him not long ago, but somehow he has found us as well. And let's read this. I don't know if I really should do this to Ray to read it on the air, but I'm sure it'll be fine, and I'll censor this one so as to not violate my personal relationship with my good friend. Mr. Jones, as Ray would say to me, the general has emailed me your address. I'm a little slow, as I just returned his March 8th or so email. As I explained to him, I've had my machine dissembled on my kitchen table for some time. Somebody throw my cell phone into the dumpster, please. The general has emailed me your address. Actually, it could be one of the interviews or something. The general has emailed me your address. I'm a little slow, as I just returned his March 8th or so email. As I explained to him, I've had my machine dissembled on my kitchen table for some time. I can't concentrate on this email because I'm listening to this conversation going on my cell phone at the moment. Obviously, it's somebody who's not listening. And I think I know who. Here we go again. Mr. Jones, the general has emailed me your address. I'm a little slow as I just returned his March 8th or so email. Oh, damn. All right. Apparently, this message is from my mom, so I'm going to go to music because who the hell knows what's going on. There could be trouble. We are going to Fontella Bass. I'm going to have to double check this because I have no idea what I put in the... Yeah, but I didn't cue it beforehand. This is radio on the fly. This is radio the way it ought to be. And we now go to Fontella Bass, Rescue Me. This is Jones. We shall continue the massage as well as this interlude. The Ohio Players love Roller Coaster.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm back. You know, so I'm on the air reading my emails. I got emails here that say they're from Katie Couric. I'm getting a massage while I'm on the air. And I'm handed a note that says, call mom. Trying to make the world record here. Hi, mom. My mommy called to tell me that she was listening all night long, which is great. And you should be proud of your baby boy, mommy, because as soon as I saw the post-it that said, call your mom, I jumped off the microphone immediately to call you and to see what was up. And I'm glad that you are listening. And, we now will go to the next song. The Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat. Stay tuned.
Our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean,
storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
I feel like I've been doing the last, how long has it been, an hour? Last half hour in my sleep. Because I came back from the break in a somewhat unconscious state as I entered it before the break, which was a couple hours, an hour and a half ago or something like that. And then that massage drifted me off into space as I'm trying to read, and I can't tell if I'm actually reading or if I'm just saying things or not. And then the mommy thing happens. But anyway, I'm back. I'm standing again. And here is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Thank you.
Jonesy, the Glenn Jones radio program, Freeform Radio, the way it ought to be, baby doll. Big Daddy-O, I stay on the air, baby, all night long. I stay on the air all last night. I'm going to stay on the air all tomorrow night, too. Huh? And not once are you going to see me drop level in energy. No, sir, baby doll. I got a date with the Today Show. I'm going to make it there on time. Woo! I got a date with Destiny. A date with Destiny. Woo! Can't stop me now. This is it. We're heading into the home stretch, man. We're at least going around the far turn. But we will be there on Monday morning when we break the world record at 10:33 a.m. And you be there, too. Stay tuned for the rest of your life.
No sleep till...
Jonesy, This is the Beastie Boys and No Sleep to Brooklyn. And here is Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash. Jonesy of The Clash, Lost in the Supermarket. We had a hell of a 10-minute spree there after the massage with my mommy's calling and phones ringing everywhere, which has been going on all weekend, but has been ebbing and flowing. And we were in a period today where we were just cruising. The press had all done their thing yesterday and had left us alone. But suddenly we're carrying on an interview with CBS 88. AM, the news station, while broadcasting at the same time. Been doing a lot of that during the course of the week on the telephone with a media outlet or with a live radio show, and I'm doing an interview while I'm DJing with you guys as well. So I'll be coming in between the songs, putting them on hold, and you'll hear me come on and just whisper the name of the song just to remain compliant with the laws. And in actuality, I am continuing on this interview, and we just did one of those. So it's been we've been on a bit of a high in the past few minutes. So now you can flip on CBS AM, and every 23 minutes or however much time it's going to take them, you can hear the report about this particular broadcast. This is truly the show heard around the world. This is incredible. I had never had any idea that it was going to garner this kind of attention from A, the media, and B, the listeners. Never had a clue that it was going to be this captivating. And I don't know, you know, what it's like to listen to, but apparently there's some drama there going on. And people, I would imagine when you return from work or when you wake up, you tune in to see if I'm still here or not. Even though we have been in the early hours, and pretty much guaranteed that I'm still going to be there. This is friggin' incredible, man. I really can't believe this. Speaking of media attention, Lars checks in to tell us that a piece, Lars's story on the immortal, actually, Lars Manoli checks in, Lars's story on the immortal Glenn Jones last man standing Guinness World Record Marathon broadcast can be heard Sunday morning, tomorrow. This is Saturday, right? Sunday morning at 9:40 a.m. on your local NPR station, wherever you are. In this area, WNYC FM 93.9 and WNYC AM 820 AM will have a segment, a piece on this stunt of ours, this attempt to garner attention for myself and this radio station. So tomorrow morning we'll be on NPR. NYC 93.9 and 82 a.m. at 9:40 Eastern, for those of you in Okinawa. This is incredible, man. And I'm going to go to bed, right? I'm going to, like, go home and go to sleep, no matter how tired I get. I've got, like, a professional massage a moment ago, like, that actually invigorated me to the point that I suddenly feel elate, alert, and alive again. Whereas I was staggering around the room around 10 minutes to 6 this evening, I'm going to leave, you know? Think about it. If you're waiting for the car crash, which I get the feeling that none of you are, or very few of you are, you're not going to see it. It's not going to happen. Jones isn't going to collapse. Jones isn't going to give up. Friedman's not going to stop the fight. This is going 15 rounds, and there's no stopping it, man. There's no way. I mean, I'm not a new ageist or anything like that, but the sheer energy alone that's being, like, sent this way from you guys, it's impossible that this is going to end. It may never end, man. Freaking incredible. My mommy's up all night listening to FMU. You know something's up. I guess I'll read some emails. What the hell? Dear Mr. Jones, congrats on your amazing performance thus far. We've had the radio on nonstop since you started your stunt. The music selection has been so fine, but of course I expected nothing less from Jonesy. Actually, much of the music selection is thanks to the staff who are standing at my side and handing me records when I'm about to fall over. And they're kind enough to hand me records that they know I'll dig. But nonetheless, they're programming a huge percentage of the show. Every now and then, Jonesy jumps up and decides, I want to DJ like I used to do before I did this thing. And the crew looks at each other and like, yeah, let the kid DJ for a little while. And they let me spin. Man. Well, I'm actually spinning all the time, but they're providing me with songs. And they're kind enough to provide me with songs that deceive you into thinking that I'm doing it like I usually do, because it's stuff that I like. But it isn't necessarily so a lot of the times here, because things are going to get pretty hectic at times, and there's a lot of times when I don't have control of my faculties. But now is not one of them. I'm feeling pretty good at this moment. I'm pretty pumped up. Don't let the masseuse leave the place. Don't let her out, because we might need her. When your eyelids start to get unbearably heavy, please remember that Carney is in desperate need of a genuine hometown hero. You can do it, Jim.
Jones.
Can you please play the country's second best unsigned band, TV Sound? Yeah, man. I got to play
Jones.
I got to play TV Sound. Someplace in that black bin, there's a disc by a group called TV Sound, which I wanted to play. There's some supporters of the station from Carney. And the record is good, and I've been planning on playing it all weekend, and I might just friggin' forget if we don't go out and find it. So thanks for reminding me about that. Jonesy, in the final hour, not only will you be the last man standing, thank you, I have the disc in question in front of me at the moment. Jonesy, in the final hour, not only will you be the last man standing, but you are the only man my wife will listen to on at WFMU. You are the one, you are... The only, you are the loner. Please play it by Neil Young. Thank you, David and Elaine in Bayside, New York. We're going to play that in a moment. Just to not mess up our Nick's plan here, we'll go to the first cut that he gave us, then we'll play the Neil Young request, and then we'll do the TV sound. Jones is a golden god, says Frank and Chris. Thank God for the internet. You got us through many a boring Sunday of errands. Jonesy stuck in the inane traffic jams on 22. We never knew exactly what was going to come out of your mouth or off the turntable, just the way we like it. We're former New Jerseyites and former WFMU supporters. We fled the chemically thick air and ran all the way to Western Canada. But due to the nifty internet, we can still tune in and catch our old faves. We found out about your record-breaking attempt and quickly spread the word throughout Calgary. You have new legions of fans here. Cheering you on. Power to you, man. If anyone can do it, you can, or at least that sounds good in theory. We'll be checking in on you every couple of hours. Can't wait till the hallucinations and the altered states kick in. Steph and Kevin. No hallucinations yet, man, but there's been a couple of altered states, I think, as we've gone along. I remember driving in Brooklyn, writes Emilio from New Paltz, hungover and searching for a place to feed. In that never land on the radio, I first heard the likes of Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns, his loyal companion, extolling the relative merits of Elvis versus Sinatra. You know who came out on top? I was hooked. In the years that followed, Mr. Jones had provided hours of true radio gold, and now he does the impossible. What next, Mr. Jones? What next? Keep it up. The great music. You are great. You are loved. Glenn Jones, thank you. I don't know what's next, man. I always top everything I've ever done, and I've done some really cool things. And I've always questioned my ability to top the really cool thing that I was working on at the time. So I don't really doubt that I'm going to top this, but I don't know how the hell I'm going to do it. Fairlawn is behind your bad self. 5 days or nothing, says Jake. Peace, Jake. Hi, it's Amy Atkins. We met at Court TV. Okay, this is... No, this is cool. I can read this. Amy Atkins, we met at Court TV where I was doing updates. I'm at MSNBC doing my weekend gig, and we're all listening to you and generally loving your show. Keep it going. We're rooting for you. If you get a chance, please give a shout-out on the air to Evans Pierre. He's a huge fan. There you go. Hi, Glenn. You're looking good and strong. Keep up. Keep it up. I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep it up to Tuesday. How about playing Mysterious Mr. Jones by Slade on an LP called Rogues Gallery that came out in 85 on CBS? I'm really caught up in this thing. Best of luck. You're making it look easy. Great radio as usual. You continue to surpass yourself with each radio event, always being both innovative and entertaining. Keep your thoughts on your accomplishment, not your struggle. Everyone is with you on this one. We know your professionalism and artistic dedication will see you through. In the meantime, don't fall asleep. Love, Steve and Angela. Please play more Reno's Men. Jonesy, the dulcet tones of Glenn Jones wafting over the 3 Mile Harbor all day long, and I'm exhausted. Please tell Ken that I cannot send any more emails extolling your wonderfulness. It is now up to him. Page 6 of the Post, darling. You are rocking. Really? We're on page 6 of the Post?
Really?
I didn't know that. But fruits and vegetables. The Post is in the back of the room. But fruits and vegetables. How about cashews and fish and chips? I was a little miffed that you didn't play a Wendy song yesterday. Charlie sang to me during the marathon. He's class. Jonesy, anyway, you are definitely going to do this, and I congratulate you. Mother of the cowboy, Wendy. Jonesy, Just came back from the family barbecue where everybody was sitting around the radio listening to the show. You can't believe the incredible effect you're having on this whole miserable rainy Memorial weekend. This is a feat comparable to the 1969 Mets. Who would have thought? We're all behind you, Jones. Play Superman by the Kinks. God damn. Should I go on with this? I should play some music. All right. I'm sorry? Napoleon. Napoleon in this one? Napoleon the Fourth. Who does that again?
Thanks. Napoleon the 14th.
Napoleon the 14th with right "They're Coming to Take Me Away." And you know what? I ain't going!
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds.
Jonesy, Napoleon the 14th, they're coming to take me away. And here is Neil Young's The Loner.
Correct?
Neil Young's The Loner.
Same day.
See, as usual, the real show is going on here in the studio. You should hear what we're talking about. But in this particular instance, unlike usual, you can actually watch us. You can hook up on the video stream and see what's going on. At least you get half the story. You might not hear what we're saying, but you might get the drift. That was Neil Young, The Loner, and that was for David and Elaine in Bayside. And we haven't been very good about the requests like we promised we were going to be, but it's been hectic, and it's been hellish here for everyone around. So we end justifies the means. You know, we're doing the best we can. Here, now, oh, as we promised, we go to this one. This is TV Sound. This song here is called Radio. How fitting, right? Just as soon as I figure out which friggin' button to push. TV Sound Radio. Jonesy. TV Sound Radio. I ain't taking no friggin' more chances, man. I think I'm going to intro and outro every single song. Twice.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Because we're getting close, man. We're getting close. Ooh, a roast beef sloppy Joe with my name on it. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web. Hey, it turns out the CBS reporter we spoke to wasn't from 88 AM as I thought, but actually the CBS radio network. And their piece will be ready to go at 8 or 9 tonight. So we will air on 600 radio stations nationwide.
Possibly within the next few moments.
Possibly at this newscast, and if not the next or the one after. Man. That, like, you spend your whole life trying to get on like FMU, you know? And in one shot, you get this kind of coverage. It's incredible. This must all be a trick. You guys are all, you know, I'm locked in here. I can't see what's going on the outside. You have actors calling me saying they want to, yes, we want to interview you for Radio Japan, the Toronto station, and all this. It's all a trick. And all these, all these emails that you're writing, they're all fake, man. They must be fake. I'm hallucinating. I was told I was going to hallucinate, and this is it. Because this can't possibly be going on. I'm just the guy who likes to be on the radio, and I thought, like, wow, wouldn't that be fun? I'll stay up late, you know? Christ. I'm loving it. Who wouldn't? This is Elvis Presley. Poke Salad Annie.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time.
Actually, that's the wrong song. That's, we'll continue to play the song, but we must identify it properly. Funny how time slips away. That's appropriate too, right?
It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you love him till the end of time. Well, you know that's the same thing that you told me. Seemed like just the other day. Gotta go now. Guess I'll see you hanging around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back now. What I remember, what I told you, but in time. Our time slips away. Yeah, ain't it funny? Our time slips right on. Slips right on.
Jonesy, Elvis Presley there, and ain't it funny how time slips away. There's Elvis once again.
There's a snowfly
in the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand, a child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me, I'll be too blind to see. How do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Where the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. The young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
and as a young man dies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Jonesy, that's Elvis Presley within the ghetto. And here we have, by request, Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, right? Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35. Don't want to go out on a technicality.
Stone you just like they said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking to the door. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when you are hung and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Bob Dylan, Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35. All on the up and up. Don't take any chances. Here we go. Let's do this one on the fly instead of going with the original choice. Jonesy here. The lesions on the top of my head are starting to hurt, but that's all right. I haven't even had my coffee yet. It's excellent. Well, I can look forward to coffee. The more I put off the coffee, the more psyched I get that, like, this is going to be a piece of cake. You know? Because once I dip into the coffee, man, bang, zoom, huh? You're not going to want to go to sleep tonight if I start drinking coffee in the middle of the night. That might be the finest moments. Okay, this is Bob Dylan with Ballad of a Thin Man.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Ballad of a Thin Man by Bob Dylan. And here we have a request for Ilmar, Frank Zappa. I'm the Slime.
I'm
That's Frank Zappa, I'm the Slime, from Ilmar. Fine choice, Ilmar, I might add. And here we'll, we'll stay on the mic for a moment while we're getting massaged again. Now, this is tremendous support. In fact, in the interview with the CBS guy, he asked something about, like, you know, what are the listeners doing? And that was probably, like, the best answer. Because the listeners are hands-on in this particular endeavor. And hands-on as we speak, you can check out the video stream and see the kind of rigorous training that I have to go through in order to be able to do this broadcast. The stuff I must put up with. And you can find the stream at www.wfmu.org/Jones. And you should, because it probably is a sight to behold. Last night I was eating, like, or was it last night? Yeah. There's only been one night so far. I got to keep remembering that. Try to remember that. But last night I was eating some kind of, like liquid protein drink. It was like a protein smoothie that somebody left here. Belinda brought it here. And it was warm because it sat there for a while. And I was feeling energyless and figured, what the hell? And started sipping at it. And it was probably one of the more disgusting things I've ever tasted. But I'm still standing, so to speak. So I guess it's worth it. I do hope the chops against my back can be heard over the microphone. That's important. Emails. It's all in the journey, Jones. Keep carrying the torch. We're with you for the duration. Thanks for making the Memorial Day so memorable. Sure better than Pearl Harbor. That's what X-Ray told me I should have told the Japanese radio station when they called and did an interview, that I should have reminded them that this is Memorial Day, and I should have asked them about Pearl Harbor, which I got to say is a damn cool thing to do if you can get media attention and you suddenly, like, turn on the media. But I wouldn't do that. Keep your head down and don't veer from the path. The spirit of Stiv, Joey, and Johnny Thunders will carry you through. Speaking of which, how about playing some Thunders? Your choice. No one ever plays old Thunders. I play old Thunders from time to time. It takes endurance to be a marathon DJ. What do you do to train? Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, a steady diet of wheatgrass? Well, you could say that. Not quite wheat. And carrot juice. But you guys know better. You know I didn't do that. We've been enjoying the music all weekend, and thanks for helping us to get through this rainy weekend. Hope that you're having a good time doing it as we are listening. Even my wife Allison likes it. Shatter the distance, Jonesy. You make us proud to be diehard FMU fans. Godspeed, Mark E. from Morristown and family on his wife's computer. Dear Jonesy, feel the good vibes. Feel these good vibes. Sometimes these things are worded weird, and I swear I'm not hallucinating, but this says, feel these good vibes, see to you. We all send them because you have brought so much fun and joy to others through the air. Butchie Boy, the street dog I picked up in Jersey City, and the little guy on your website and I are trying to give you strength. I may be the most southern live listener. The cloudy weekend is good for reception. We went to all your southern mobile broadcasts, the Asbury shows, both wild, the Seaside Park show, pure fun. You pulled B-Boy into your shows and put his mug up to the net where the world could see. Oh, I remember that doggy. Hey, you need some sprucing up. I'll send B-Boy into the studio. He'll lick your face or bite you in the ass, whatever you need to keep moving. Feel the good vibes. We love you, Tom and Butchie Boy. Sure, we'll take it, man. Send Butchie Boy over here, Butchie Boy the dog, to lick my face and bite me in the ass, and I'm sure that'll help. Can't hurt, right? Hey, Jones, keep it going, Ace. It's so crazy, it might just work. A couple of requests while you're there. Ron Klaus, Wreck the House. Love Hurts by Nazareth. For those about to rock, we salute you. We actually played most of those, I think. See you over the next couple of days. Remember to breathe. I haven't been remembering that, but that's good advice. Hope all is going well. Just to let you know that we here in Scotland, UK, are listening and know that you will make it through to the end of the road. The massage looks relaxing and energizing. Just what is needed, eh? Ta-ta, love Mick and Sarah in Aberdeen, UK. So people in Scotland, this is what it's become. Remember when we all joined this station, those of us who are staff members here? There are people in Scotland, like, watching us in the studio as we receive massages. It's not quite the same as Froberg Hall, which is where I started. I'm sorry? Nice work if you can get it. This is true. Jones, great men dream great dreams. Oops, sorry, says Frank. Jonesy, conserve, reserve, preserve, and know that we're with you every hour. Maybe it's time to become Zen Jones. Gordon, hope we'll be hearing the specials. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think from time to time, because it's true. If I could possibly remember it, I would play it every 3 hours, which is as often as I can play something. Jonesy, my man, I've been awake as long as you have. I haven't been listening the entire time, but I've been tuning in for extended periods every single chance I get. You are the king of Jersey. All hail Jones, hail Glenn. Play some Tom Waits, you sexy bastard. Now, there's got to be somebody listening who knows Bruce, if there's this many people listening. And there's got to be somebody connected who knows Springsteen and can explain to him that from one Jersey boy to the other, I would just love a two-minute phone call, a three-minute phone call. Just a call from Bruce to say, hey, hey, Jonesy. And then I would believe all this stuff that people are sending in, if somebody could get Bruce to call. I'll take Southside Johnny, for that matter, who's playing, you laugh, I love Southside, who's playing at the Stone Pony. Jones, you'll sleep when you're dead. Frank. Jones, you got through all of your press releases on the website, or just got through all of your press on the website. I have a request, although it may be too long and too far in the past, but you never know. How about going back to the mid to late 80s for It's Obvious by All Pairs? You're going to get to do a little punk set every now and then, ain't you? Cheers and prayers, Mike's. Now, this is the letter from, this is funny. The letter from Ray Condon, my friend, who I hadn't spoken to in a long time, I was going to read on the air, thinking that Ray got wind of this and contacted me. But actually, in the third paragraph, it says, do you and X-Ray Burns still do the radio show? And this is dated 5:35 p.m. Today. So I guess Ray hasn't gotten wind of this yet, which is cool. That means Ray is contacting me because he loves me. And that's good. Can you please play, that's just a request. We love the music you're playing. Keep up the great work, like the great explorers who trekked through trackless wilderness, who will make it in glory, from Marianne and Chris and Carney. Well, these massages are weird, man. They hurt yet feel wonderful at the same time. Jones. Duh! We spent 2 hours negotiating with a used car salesman and wound up not buying the car. We are mentally exhausted. We cannot imagine how you must feel, but we also know you can do it. You are truly the king of kings. Keep making this the best Memorial Day weekend ever. Listening to you, we get the music. Gazing at you, we get the heat. We believe in Santa. I remember 5 years ago at the News Factory wondering, who's that scary-looking funny fat guy? This is from somebody I work with. After thousands of conversations about wrestling, or as it says, wrestling, horse racing, baseball, and all things Jersey, I'm proud to call you one of my closest friends. Keep on keeping on. Pauly Pep, a.k.a. Pauly the Pollock, a.k.a. Wally Paulnuts. Want to go to a wrestling match with me and Manny tonight? I guess you have a good excuse this time. And that's from one of my closest friends, Pauly Pep, Pauly the Pollock. Thanks, Pauly. When you start drooling, have your handlers catch every drop and carefully bottle it so you can offer it for next year's marathon prize. Surely it will bring big bucks. Love, 99. Could you please play The Pixies, Where Is My Mind? Okay, that's just the request part. I'm trying to skip those. I am freaking and having a blast. I love the special girl named Laura who moved in with me, and blah, blah, blah. Play the song. Is that all I get? No, that was great. That was great. No, it's great. Thank you. No, that was fabulous. That must really hurt. Can I interview the missus? can you come over? Because the microphone's over here.
Okay.
Lee, right?
Lee. Lee. Oranger.
So does that seems like really hard work. It seems like it's hurting your hands and arms as much as it's hurting me. Is that true?
Most people ask that question. We're pretty much trained to work where you have special or proper body mechanics. So you're not really using your thumbs and fingers as much as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Like you put your whole body weight in it. Doing this sort of massage, if you do that a lot, it will be more exhausting for hands. But when you work on a table, you know, I'm using my elbows and forearms and my whole body weight into it.
It seems like it really would be really hard work. And
it can be tiring.
Why would you be so kind as to offer to come here and do this?
Because I like you.
Yeah?
Jones, because, the whole world's watching.
Because we're supporting you. I wanted to support you.
That's great.
I've been a big fan of yours ever since I was introduced to FMU, like 6, 7 years ago.
Well, I got to say, as far as supporting me is concerned, this is probably one of the best support I could possibly get. Because, you know, I'm actually in your hands, so to speak.
I was surprised that they told me no one else had called to come in for massage. I don't know why I was thinking people would. Maybe I'm one of the only rock and roll massage girls. I don't know.
That could be it, right?
But I don't want to hurt you.
No, it like I say, it hurt, but somehow I knew it was the right thing to do.
It's
the
just
right
tense
thing.
Muscles hurt in general. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's the way they are.
Right.
Because they're not happy.
So where are you going to be when I really need you tomorrow night?
I don't know yet. What time?
I don't know when I'm really going to need you.
Well, I'm going to be here for the rally.
No, I couldn't possibly ask you.
I'm going to be here for the rally, so I don't know if before or after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Right on. Okay, now.
We can make like Mick and Keith. You know?
Great.
You share the mic. You
that's great. I've never used a mic before, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty good at this, using a mic. I give a lousy massage.
Do you and X-Ray sit like this?
You know, whenever we have to, because we're using one mic for whatever reason, it just doesn't work. I try to get right into his face, but I find easier with him because he's a guy.
Right.
And
you don't mind his breath or anything?
No, I don't care. It's, you know, we got to do what we got to do. I didn't even think about that. I should back away just out of respect because
You don't. You actually don't. Nothing's. It's you know, you're doing good.
Okay.
I don't. You must have brushed your teeth before I got here, because I heard this morning you forgot to at your one break.
No, I didn't forget to. I timed it so that I could brush my teeth in here, because I figured I could actually get away with brushing my teeth in here. And there, you know, I didn't want to be like soaping myself with a rag in here, which I would do, but there's just too many people to make that
absolutely
comfortable.
Well, after the hours, everyone gets comfortable with each other, so sure, like by tomorrow night, it'll be different.
Well, it's actually a different crew, like every several hours. I mean, you know, some people are here a lot, some people are here for shorter shifts. So it's an interesting thing. It's kind of like an adjustment period where, you know, Nick had to put up with me when he first walked in, with me being like just coming out of like a stagger and just like staring at him and not being able to like really make conversation. And the next thing I knew, my life was in Nick's hands, and he was handling it beautifully.
I think it's good for you if you have this turnover.
Yeah, I think it's good to see change happening, actually, because, you know, this morning, for example, when I started hearing the door, the front door click and people coming in, I kind of knew that, like, we were passing some sort of hurdle. There was some sort of time passage going on.
It's very important.
And it's kind of hard to keep track of all that.
But difficult when you have the clock right in front of you.
Well, yeah, somebody told me to hide it. You know, a few people told me to hide it. But the thing is, since this is a time, you know, this program is all about time.
Right, time rules.
I really couldn't. I have to be able to be on mic and say it's been such and such an hour and we have so many hours left, which you know, I wouldn't be able to do without staring at the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the staring at the clock part, although it's bad, it's necessary for this particular shift.
No,
the
I
show,
understand. That's true.
Stunt, whatever it is.
Time is ruling us here.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carried me through at least until morning.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I'll stay around if you want to. You want some more?
I'm probably good, but who knows?
Okay.
If you're still around.
I'll hang out, you know, maybe another half hour from now.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's great, man. And that's when you know there's people out there. The guy at CBS, he asked what listeners were doing to support me, and that was just one of the many examples I had given him. And, man, it's like a fun drive. It sure seems that way anyway. Where are we going, Nick? Oh, we're going to this one here, right? Yeah, okay. So this is Bono and Frank Sinatra. from duets with I've Got You Under My Skin, which, you know, I don't like the whole idea of people singing with Frank, the whole duets thing, because he's Frank, but I really do like the way they handled this particular production, and I always did. I haven't played it in a long time, and here it is. I've Got You Under My Skin.
I have got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
So deep in my heart, you only live part of me. I've got you under my skin.
I have tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well.
But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well
that I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of holding you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats and shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, blue eyes, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop
before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. Everything come what might, for the sake of having you near.
In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats and it shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, you're a fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
That I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you when you're under my skin.
Frank Sinatra and Bono with I've Got You Under My Skin. Here now is Frank Sinatra live from Madison Square Garden, and this is My Way.
We will now do the national anthem, but you needn't rise.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more than this, I did it my way. regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I guess you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But with it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up, then spit it out. I grew tall through it all and did it my way. I've loved, laughed and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. But now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing.
Frank Sinatra. From the album The Main Event Live, Frank Sinatra, live at Madison Square Garden with My Way. And here is Frank Sinatra from a complete different era. Let's see, 1974 was the Madison Square Garden date, and this here is Frank Sinatra live in Australia, 1959, and this one's called Night and Day.
under the sun, whether near to me or far, doesn't matter, baby, where you are, I think of you. That roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, how I think of you. Baby, where you are, I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence. Will you let me spend my life making love to you day and night? Burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night.
And this is nothing like what you're gonna deal with, or what you're gonna hear, but. Just to fill you in, Frank Sinatra is, was, and will, shall always be my man. And we're going to play another one for that very reason. Keeps me happy, right? And at this point, keep Jonesy happy. Keep it going. I've got the world on a string. How appropriate, huh? Frank Sinatra.
The world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world,
Jonesy. That's Frank Sinatra. And Night and Day. Yeah, I had just heard Ken's yell out something like, we're going to be on CBS Radio in 5 minutes. Yeah, we were on Eyewitness News and the TV was missing, man. You took the TV with you. And, Nicholas, select something from that track. Jonesy here. Approaching my 36th hour. That's cool. That would mean that we are closing in on a halfway mark. Not too far away.
Track 11, busted.
Okay.
Track 19, let's go get stoned.
In typical Nicholas fashion, he thought about being busted, but then he thought about being stoned. What's the name of it again? We're on the air as long as it takes. This is Jonesy. And it doesn't have to be pretty. There can be gaps of silences, and I can be standing around like a retard asking people, what do I do? And that's probably how it's going to get more and more as time goes on. Here we have Ray Charles. Let's go get stoned.
Now wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies, I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin. And then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, you know I worked so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seemed to always turn out wrong. That's why I wanna stop by on my way home and say, let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. What's your lip? No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
Ray Charles, and let's go get stoned.
Rob Weisberg.
Hey, I'd like to thank Rob Weisberg and all the people who have given up their time slots, who have allowed this event to preempt their time slots, and so we could attempt to go for this record. Without them, this thing would have never gotten off the ground, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for your kind words in your earlier transmissions. your email transmissions. I do appreciate it. Rob and I lived together many years ago in a couple of different places. We lived in Hoboken. The WFMU family, it's, you know, I bet it down with Nick, and Nick's bet it down with Bob, and Bob's bet it down with Scott, and so on and so forth. And thanks very much, Rob. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your kind words earlier, and I appreciate your allowing us to do this. And that's just swell by me, man. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. Can I get some water from somebody over there? And we are going to be on CBS News, I guess, any second now. I guess that might be on 88 a.m. or it may not, depending upon which affiliates are carrying that and what times they're going to play it. CBS AM would carry it straight up on the top of the hour. They would just play it whenever they play it. It is CBS Radio, yeah. But CBS, it's CBS Network, but CBS AM, it's hard to say if, you know, when exactly they would carry it, because they have the revolving news format as opposed to the top of the hour news. And we also want to thank Frank O'Toole for allowing us to, for stepping aside and allowing us to do this. Thanks a lot, Frank. I appreciate it. Okay, I'll read a couple of emails. I'm Glenn Jones, first of all, and I am on the air now 36 hours, actually. We're at the 36-hour mark. We have been on for a day and a half, and that's not quite halfway there, but we're closing in on the halfway mark, so that's pretty good. Doing swell so far, holding up real good, wouldn't you say? There are moments. I have my moments, man, but the people around me do whatever they have to do, whether they got to rub my head or rub my back or pull my arm out of its socket. They find something that works. And I suspect L.A. Martin and I will be playing foosball or riding the exercise bike tonight as we attempt to make it through the night by all means necessary. Here we go. Some email. Hey, Jonesy. Catch you live and direct on the PC here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ohio. Round at the end and high in the middle. Sounds great, and you look marvelous in your studio. Lived in the city for ages with your show, The High Point of Sunday Afternoons. The Wild Man Kelly after you. But it's great to have you live on the PC, and the web is a trip. But WFMU's Jonesy is king of radio, and here's a print of Guinness. And here's a pint of Guinness in your honor. Best to you and X-Ray and the FMU staff. Keep on grooving. Jacques. Thank you, Jacques. Mr. Jones, what a spectacle. There's nothing more entertaining than a man hell-bent on pushing himself to the limit in hope of reaching a goal, and there's nothing more satisfying than seeing the man reach that goal. So I look forward to Monday morning. I feel compelled to do the last overnight with you tomorrow night. Make sure you stay awake. Stay awake, goddammit. Lord knows we need something to believe in these days. Just let that ring, please. Actually, maybe you should pick it up in case it's something. You know, who knows? It could be Bruce, right? Stranger things have happened on this shift. So I look forward to Monday morning. I feel compelled to do the last overnight with you tomorrow night. Make sure you stay awake. Stay awake, goddammit. Lord knows we need something to believe in these days. Tom. Thanks, Tom. Hey, Glenn, how's it going there? It's Donna Weinbreck sending you an email from the Rocky Mountains, believe it or not, skiing. I'm in intensive training for a very important upcoming season, the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, which are being held in our own country, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm attempting a comeback after taking 2.5 years off competitive skiing. I'm skiing against an ever-growing younger field of talented skiers, some 10 to 15 years younger, if you know what I mean. The goal is to make my fourth Olympics, to ski in my own country after a 10-year span from when I won my first Olympic gold medal in 1992. So when Jimmy called me to ask if I would write you an email, I said, sure. I know what it means to set goals. At the end of your 74th hour, you'll feel more alive than you ever have in your life, Glenn. Good luck. And as my uncle always said, keep the faith. I'll leave you with this Olympic music memory. When I was in Albertville, France, skiing in my first Olympics and taking the gold medal home to the USA, I received a fax saying, congratulations from your biggest fans, the Ramones. You see, in freestyle mogul competitions, we have music playing all the time. In my competition run, I was skiing to Rockaway High School. That's obviously misprint. May I make a request for a song, Glenn? Can you play International Love Band from my brother's band, Reno's Men?